Welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I decided that I was going to do an episode on O.J. Simpson. I wanted to do a tarot and medium reading on him. However, it didn't end up like I thought it would. In fact, I could perform the tarot card reading on this individual, but doing the medium reading, well, he doesn't come through as deceased. It was clear in the tarot reading that they were preparing him for something else. Whatever it was, it wasn't going to get him very far. Going into this reading, I was very shocked at how the spirit of O.J. Simpson that I was channeling was really feminine. He came through as like a very quiet spirit that was feminine, and I was very shocked at this. I couldn't much get anything out of him other than he's getting a different identity from the U.S. government or some people. And what they do is they basically destroy his identity that he had and they completely give him a new one. And it just seemed like a pretty brutal process that he had to go through. He stated that he felt unloved. And if you don't understand what channeling is, it's an ancient technique where a reader will summon somebody's spirit or souls to speak with them, to find something out about them that is very personal. So going on into this reading, it was clear that he did want to marry his wife, very much the woman that had passed or that he was accused of killing. He was really not caring about the situation because he seemed to be grateful that that was what made him so famous. He did say, well, I don't really care because she was having an affair. But here was something about O.J. Simpson that I found very interesting, is that not only did he tell me that he didn't do the crime, but that he was criminalized because he knew about it. Maybe he knew too much. He said, the government, these cops, would tell me they wanted to rape my wife and they wanted to do these things to her. So it was clear that it was an inside job, that he was close with some type of white society and had put money into this society, that somehow, some way, these people owed him. Based off of this reading, I actually don't believe that OJ was the one to kill this woman and the guy that she was with. It was clear that he stated that he did have a lot of money that was put into some type of white society and that people really didn't realize that about him, which was why he really was quite dangerous. It was the people that he knew, the money that he had, the money that he put in, the money that he put in, and these people owed him. So it was their job to get him off the hook. It was clear that his wife, his second wife, came through as a very, I want to use the word Amish, like she was more of a servant, but she could be very demanding from what the reading had stated. But there was something about OJ, like he wasn't completely in his relationships because he was a part of some society and was waiting to be with somebody, something. There was something about him that he was waiting for because he was a part of something, a group. Maybe it had something to do with religion. I'm unsure, but this would have been a secret or a private group. It was made clear in this reading that he wanted to marry her. He wanted to dominate her. It did have something to do with race on a level of white and black and dominating a white woman. It was clear that he did abuse her. That did come through very clear in this reading. There wasn't much of anything I really found on O.J. Simpson in this reading. Other than what I learned is that how he did what he did was really he didn't. It was an inside job. It was the government that did that. They wanted to hurt her. They wanted to kill her. And due to these groups of people that he knew, but it is so sad. And I hope that this woman rests in peace and that justice was found. So what can we learn from all of this? We can learn that crimes happen and that based off of who people know and what money they have put in places with people. And with O.J. Simpson, it was the white community that were in high places that he had money in. And they obviously were elites. He felt that these people owed him. And they did. And that's why they did what they did. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis Podcast. Blessed be.